Workbook. Unit 6, page 55. Extra listening. Good friends. You are going to hear a conversation about Taekwondo. Listen and answer the questions.
Hi, Jean.
Hi, Amy. Where have you been?
I was at Taekwondo practice.
Taekwondo? I didn't know you do that. I've heard of it, but actually I don't know much about it.
Well, it's the most popular of the Korean martial arts, but I think it's great exercise too. In Korean, it means something like the art of kicking and punching, or the way of the foot and the fist.
So how do you do it?
Well, you disable your opponent by kicking from a distance. There are many different kinds of kicking techniques. Martial artists say that the leg is the longest and strongest weapon we have. In training, you also learn how to use your hands to strike and block your opponent. It's recently become an Olympic sport.
Really? I've never heard of any Olympic Taekwondo athletes.
Oh, yes, you have. Don't you remember a few years back, there was a story about two good friends, Esther Kim and Kay Po from Texas?
No, not really.
Esther and Kay were best friends, teammates and training partners for 13 years. In fact, Esther's father coached the two of them. Both girls made it to the finals in the trials for the Olympic Games, but only one of them could be in the Olympic team. Kay was ranked number one in the world, but she wasn't able to compete in the final. She had injured her knee in her semi-final match and could hardly stand.
So what happened? Did Esther get into the Olympic team?
Well, that's what's so amazing about this story. In fact, at the time, many people found it hard to believe what happened next. Kay was supposed to fight against Esther in the final to determine which of them would make it to the Olympics in Sydney. But Esther forfeited the match to Kay.
Are you saying that Esther gave up her chance to compete in the Olympics so that her injured friend could go instead?
Yes, exactly. Esther realized how badly injured Kay was and told her she wouldn't fight her. Esther wanted Kay to have the chance to win the gold medal in Sydney. She said that if she had fought Kay hard enough, her knee might have been permanently injured, and she wasn't prepared to do that. She said that in her heart, she knew she had done the right thing by letting Kay go to Sydney.
You need a lot of guts to do something like that.
Yes. When the president of the International Olympic Committee heard the story, he was so impressed that he invited Esther to the games. He wanted her to feel as much a part of the games as possible. She was sitting in the stands as Kay went into the ring.
And what happened? Did Kay win the gold?
No, she didn't. In fact, although she was widely expected to win the competition, she lost in the first round. After that, there was no chance of winning the gold.
That was probably so disappointing.
Yes, but even then Esther said that she didn't regret giving her friend the chance to go to the Olympics.
Still, Kay must have felt terrible about losing.
Oh, yes. She burst out crying when she realized she'd lost. Afterwards, she said that she felt nervous about all the attention the media was giving her, and that she hadn't fought in her usual aggressive style. But Esther insisted that her friend had done her best, and that was all that mattered.
It sounds like Esther is the real champion in this story.
Well, the girl's coach, Esther's father, would agree with you. He said that Esther is both a champion in sport and a champion in life.
I suppose it takes more than winning a medal to be a champion.
That's for sure.